Hey guys, we got a question from Marvin that Tina's gonna read off right now.
Marvin's Quest 1 asks, I'd love to hear some content on managing multiple locations, avoiding inventory conflict, sharing inventory, etc.
Thank you, Marvin, for the question. So we're gonna kind of avoid the managing multiple locations and then the sharing inventory. That'll be a whole nother episode we talk about, but we're gonna touch into the avoiding inventory conflicts. The biggest thing on this right here is knowing your inventory counts, what's in your inventory, making sure what you send out comes back. So having some type of practice to be checking on every time something comes back. To avoid overbookings and stuff like that, you really have to have a software set up, kind of like the one we have down in the links, that will help you avoid just having those issues. And then we have up every single week, basically every day almost, we have this document that we get sent to everybody that shows the most 10 items for overbookings. So Eddie, tell us about all the stuff. I know that was a condensed area. Mm-hmm. Tell us about like how we got to this point.
How we got to this point? Oh man, a lot of headaches, a lot of angry people, a lot of running around. Because I'm pretty sure if you ask this question, it's most likely it's already happened to you, and you already know the feeling. And you know, nothing's worse than the day of, and you have to figure out where you're gonna get this, you know, these items that you're missing for your inventory to make the delivery. We've been there before, and it's not fun subreading, and then, you know, people saying no.
No, God! No, God, please, no! No!
Or the price is ridiculous, and you lose out, you know, on the actual paying for it. So, yeah, we've done that a lot because we were lacking these systems that we have now. The main thing is making sure that what we send out comes back correctly, and I think we've got that down pretty well. We use pictures, and that's how we determined that what they got was correct, and then when it comes back, the double check. We have two people that counts the items as they return to ensure that we get our stuff back.
Yeah, and that's on top of the driver doing all of their counts and stuff too, and checking everything on there as well. And usually, if it's less, you'll get it from the customer on drop off. They'll quickly tell you, really quick. But that's kind of the general process. And I think that has saved us a lot, especially since we got down from multiple locations into just one in just a central area.
Yeah.
From there. And that has been a huge just saving grace on there. As you guys will probably see if you watch the tour whenever it comes out, you see kind of the flow around, so you can see how things are clocked in inventory and then put up, clean, then put up, and then they go back out on there. So if you're having this issue right here, which we had a specific issue, we've lost 500 chairs. And it was at a weird time in the business cycle. We've only been in business this time for about a year and a half or so like that.
Yeah.
It's basically the second year journey that we're that part there. I think during that time too, we got a little ahead of ourselves, and we brought up basically a person who was kind of in the lead position and turned them into kind of a management position. And we allowed them to do things that they shouldn't do. Like they went to go return 500 chairs to the actual I think it was like, I don't know, it was a lot of chairs to return, but they didn't count any of the chairs, and they just returned 500 of our chairs and then whatever the other chairs they had to the actual what is it called, the rental company.
Yeah.
And the rental company's Big D that they returned it to and on there. But they returned it straight to them, and then we never got those chairs back. And so that was a big loss. And that was when chairs were $18 a piece with taxes. You're basically looking at $20-something a chair on there. So if you can imagine that, you know, what is that, like
a lot.
That's a lot of money right there. So, you know, we lost that, and that was like $10,000 or something like that. So yeah. That hurt right there a lot. But also, too, that was our fault, because you can't put someone in position and not have the systems to double-check them and make sure they're put in the process so that we don't, you know, so we don't lose stuff.
Yeah.
And that was the thing that we just did. And also, too, I think that was when, like, I tore my patella on that part. You're running rack because you had to pick up all the stuff I was doing as well. And then he actually got pneumonia at one point on there. Didn't even make it to my wedding on there. There, like, dang, yeah, on there. I don't know. I feel like I got duped during the wedding, to be honest.
Yeah, that was horrible, because I felt bad because, you know, there was supposed to put this tent up, and, like, I was, like, the main person that knew how to put this tent up. And then to come to find out, all they did was build the skeleton. And then at his wedding, the skeleton of the tent was put up, but there was no tarp or no legs or anything.
You had one job.
Just because they ran out of time and they had to do other things the following day. So I felt bad that, you know, it just got to that point. But
yeah. And then even this is aside on this part right here, we're going to go a little tangent. But on this part here specifically, so he told me that he sent me two people and he said they know how to put the tent up. I got there, you know, they're all looking around and stuff and they're like, so how we do this? I'm like, I've literally at this point in time never seen this tent. Like I've been down. I'm just now getting out the house walking. I help like when we first made the diagram, I made the diagram of it. So literally the first time I put the tent is me telling everybody where all the pieces goes on this part. And this person who's in extreme pain, tore their patella, I can barely walk, I have crutches on this part right here. And then it got to like 3 o'clock in the morning. And then like, I was like, oh, I think I need to wrap this up. I got to be at the courthouse at like 8 or something. Mm-hmm. And so, and then I was like, well, it is what it is. But the real question, this whole thing, you're probably thinking like, I went from, so as soon as I got hurt, some reason I noticed I was getting married two months later. Mm-hmm. So what's going on with that one? That's the question.
Get you while you're down.
Get you right down. But, going back off the tangent on that part, we thank you. What's this, Marvin? We really appreciate you answering this question. We're going to answer the other ones in the whole episode. Thank you. We're going to get some good content out of that. But if you want to be like Marvin and you want to get your question answered, just post it down in the comment section on any of the videos, and then we'll be sure to get to it eventually if it's a good question. If we get too many questions, it might take a little time, but we'll get there. But thank you guys for watching this. Get the ultimate checklist. Check out if you need consulting, any links down in the description so we can help you out. But thank you guys so much for watching again. I don't know, I said twice. This is Xavier Kelly.
And I'm Eddie Salcedo.
And I'll see you guys in the next one.
Hey guys, we got a question from the Rental Boys community. Tina's going to take it away. Bye.
please put that at the end of the video.
No, don't do that.
Please put that at the end of the video or something.
Put on, oh my gosh.
Why do you have to say the Rental Boys community?
That's our community.
It's true. You know, I guess we can get a different name. The Rental community. I don't know.
All right, fine.
We got a question for one of you, boys.
We got a question from one of you guys or girls.